آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
آشوتوش گوواریکر کی فلم پانی پت کی چرچا اچھی وجہوں سے کم ہو رہی ہے اور خراب وجہوں سے زیادہ۔ بھارت کے راجستھان میں کچھ لوگ ناراض ہیں کہ جاٹ راجا سورج مل کا چترن خراب ہوا ہے، تو افغانستان میں بھی لوگ ناراض ہیں کہ ان کے نائک احمد شاہ عبدالی کو فلم میں برا بتایا گیا ہے۔ احمد شاہ عبدالی نے بھارت پر 6 بار آکرمن کیا تھا۔ اس کا چھٹا آکرمن 1761 میں تھا۔ 14 جنوری 1761 کو پانی پت میں ایک جنگ لڑی گئی جس میں ایک طرف عبدالی تھا اور دوسری طرف مراٹھے۔ مراٹھے جنگ ہار گئے اور اس کے بعد اتہاسکاروں کے مطابق عبدالی نے بھارت میں بھینکر قتل عام اور لوٹ پاٹ کی۔ تب سے عبدالی کا نام بھارتیہ جن مانس کی یادوں میں ایک خلنائک کے طور پر درج ہے، اور کچھ ایسا ہی آشوتوش گوواریکر نے اپنی فلم میں بھی دکھایا ہے۔ لیکن افغانستان کے لوگ ایسا نہیں مانتے۔ سڈنی میں رہنے والی افغان مول کی آرزو زوئی سیفی اپنے فیس بک پر لکھتی ہیں کہ یہ فلم ان کا دل توڑتی ہے۔ سماجک کاریکرتا اور وکیل سیفی اس وقت ہمارے ساتھ ہیں، انہیں سے جانتے ہیں کہ وہ فلم سے اتنی ناراض کیوں ہیں۔ سیفی، ویلکم ٹو ایس بی ایس ہندی۔
تھینک یو ویک فار ہیونگ می۔
سو آئی بلیو یو ہیو واچڈ پانی پت۔
دیٹس کریکٹ، دیٹس کریکٹ، آئی ہیو۔ اینڈ آئی جسٹ وانٹ ٹو پٹ اٹ آن ریکارڈ دیٹ اٹ از اے گڈ مووی، اٹس اے ویل اسٹیبلشڈ بالی ووڈ مووی۔ ہاؤ ایور the way Afghanistan and in particularly our former king Ahmad Shah Abdali, or we call Ahmad Shah Durrani or Baba, which is an equivalent of calling him a father, founding father of our country, the way it's been portrayed is quite distasteful, and I can safely say a lot of Afghans are disappointed with this movie.
So if you can point out to some examples, some incidents which you really did not like.
Okay, sure. So, I mean, he's been portrayed very barbaric, and I can totally understand where the history is coming from and how he's portrayed as, like you said, Khalnayak. But from our end, I mean, he was a great warrior, and he's been portrayed in a very almost sarcastic way. For example, there's one scene where he's shown that he's almost, very viciously eating a pomegranate. And I know this is a very minuscule, but basically pomegranate is a famous fruit of Kandahar, which is in Afghanistan, which was his hometown. There's also scenes of all these Afghan armies looking extremely physically black, coiled eyes, quite uncivilized. And the main part, which I think upset a lot of Afghans, because we view him as a warrior and a great strategist. And in one scene, he was seen crying about the rebellion in Kandahar. It's basically showing him that, oh, you know, he was such a chicken-hearted individual. But one needs to understand, and just by looking at history, he's conquered other lands, and by all means, without disrespecting the sentiments of Indians and Marathas, sorry if I'm saying it correct, he was a strategist, and an emperor like him is not going to cry over going back to Kandahar. Do you know what I mean? It's just the way he's been portrayed is like, as if he lost to Marathas. And that's all history, it's the past, and I wasn't there to witness it myself, but all I know that when history is portrayed on a medium like a movie, they need to be very careful about it.
The problem here is, Sefi, what I can see, that Indians have never read or been told about Ahmad Shah Abdali's life in Kandahar, in Afghanistan. All people know about him that he attacked India more than 5 times, 6 times, I guess.
That's right.
And
yes,
people
right.
know him as a looter, as someone who attacked and looted and killed.
Of course.
So how do Afghans know Ahmad Shah Abdali?
I mean, basically, He was the founder of the Durrani Empire. He is the founder of the modern state of Afghanistan. How we know Ahmad Shah Durrani, we call him Baba, like a father. I think it would be safe to say that he's equivalently respected as the equivalent of Mahatma Gandhi in India. Like, everyone calls him Babu, and I'm not going to make any comparisons, but just for the viewers or the readers to understand, or listeners, sorry, in this respect, to understand that that's the kind of respect we hold for him.
Mm-hmm.
He was the king of Afghanistan. We don't look at him in a, I guess, ridiculed way, like, but as an educated person myself, I can only understand why India thinks of him as a looter, as a Khalnayak and whatnot. And he, you know, obviously in war, everyone is killed. And I'm not justifying what happened in the 70s and 80s, 18th century. But, you know, we look at him with the utmost respect. We call him Baba for that reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People of India and Afghanistan share a very amicable relationship. They have great respect for each other. And perhaps this is the first time something negative of this sort has come to India from Afghanistan. So much so that a minister has stated, and a letter was written to India pointing out that something bad is happening. Do you think this is going to affect that kind of relationship which we already share?
Look, to be honest with you, I'm personally somebody who has witnessed the great relationship of Indian Afghanistan. You know, coming from a political family, we took political refuge in India back in when I was 3 years old. I lived in Delhi for 2 years. You know, I've come to Australia, I have a lot of Indian friends, and I don't think this lone incident would affect a greatly build relationship over all these decades. However, what's happened from a movie perspective, this is not the first time. It happened also in the movie Padmavat, where, you know, Alauddin Khilji was just, again, ridiculed. He looked very rich faces. And mind you, we all loved Ranveer Singh's acting, but people were already starting to recognize that Afghans were being stereotyped in a movie. But in this instance, I think I know many Afghans that have boycotted this movie. They haven't watched this movie. If anything, I would think it's bad for the business, because we've got so many Afghans who love Bollywood movie. It's like within us. We live and breathe it. And to have historical people to be portrayed that way, it will affect it. And I think what's going to really affect is Afghans being stereotyped time again and again in a movie. And it's just a matter of time where stereotypes cause further division. And, you know, the rest, you could only imagine what the outcome would be.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your views with us. And as they say, the problem with the history is that one nation's heroes are always other nation's villains.
100%.
Perhaps that's how history works.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for sharing your opinion.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें।